Welcome to Cybercrime Magazine's Night Terrors, where the top cybersecurity experts tell us what keeps them up at night. I'm your host, Scott Schober. Learn more at scottschober.com. My guest today is a well-known author, blogger, and a thought leader best known for his insight on cybersecurity, privacy, data protection, and storage, and has published books on storage networking and cloud computing. Eric Vanderberg is the Vice President of Cybersecurity at TCDI, where he and his cybersecurity team protect companies from cyber threats, investigate data breaches, and provide guidance on security governance and compliance. Eric has also obtained over 40 security and technology certifications and regularly presents on security topics and publishes insightful articles. Eric, what keeps you up at night?
Well, you know, what keeps me up at night is the changes that technology is actually making on us as humans. And, you know, I've had a lot of conversations about this with my wife. She is kind of my tether. You know, I'm immersed in the technology and security, and she's less so. And so we can have a discussion about, you know, how technology is changing me and society as a whole. And I see it in some several different ways. One would be our level of complacency and dependence upon the technology. But we've seen throughout history that as cultures have become somewhat complacent, they've been supplanted. You know, the Assyrians by the Babylonians by the Persians by the Greeks by the Romans by the barbarians. You know, it just each one gets to a point. And so I worry that, one, we would get to that point of complacency where we essentially, not that we're supplanted by, let's say, somebody else, because this is happening globally, but really that we end up in a state where we are so full of tweets, posts, consuming some content, our Netflix feed, that we're not producing anything of lasting value. Next would be just the changes on our overall behavior. Back in the day, you have some idea that popped in your head, and you didn't have instant access to information. So we would, you know, let that idea just go in our subconscious, and it would process it and eventually come up with some sort of an answer. Or maybe we go and talk to people and have an actual conversation about, you know, this issue and eventually come to some sort of consensus or at least have learned from one another. Now we go to Google and we search for it and we get our answer, and that's kind of it. We've stopped that whole thought process. And I think that's probably detrimental to us. And then next would be this whole element of our digital identity. We are so intimate with our technology, and we use it for communication, for personal relationships, and then we're lacking some of those personal relationships in the physical world. So now the subversion of that digital identity means so much more to us. And there's, you know, there's been psychological impacts on people who've lost their digital identity or had it corrupted in some way, where now they've, you know, their friends don't perceive them in the same way. They're not able to interact in the same level. And that has a huge impact on their human behavior.
Wow. Yeah, beautiful thoughts there. We're all too glued to our technology, that's for sure. Hey, Eric, where can some of our viewers find out a little bit more about yourself, your company, some of the things that you're involved in?
Well, my company is TCDI, and so that's www.tcdi.com. You can also see my blog, that's Security Thinking Cap, securitythinkingcap.com, and on Twitter, I'm at E. Vanderberg. That's E-V-A-N-D-E-R-B-U-R-G. You can also see my books on my Amazon author page. Just look for Eric Vanderberg.
Okay, great. And thanks again so much for your insight there and being on with us there, Eric.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
I'm Scott Schober, host of Cybercrime Magazine's Night Terror podcast, where the top cybersecurity experts tell us what keeps them up at night. Learn more at scottschober.com. Listen to all of our podcasts at cybercrime.radio.